Hi, this is Dick Vermeil. And if you're not listening to the grilling guys and following Bob's instructions, you're losing out, buddy.
Good morning. You are listening to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live and local in Schmoe's Brewery, 2600 Patterson Southeast in Grand Rapids. If you're out shopping, you got to make time to swing by here. It's their 7th anniversary. Barbecue Bob's down spending holidays with the family. I'm Jop. We got Brett Bakita with me. Boy, it's like I'm in the presence of royalty.
Well, it's perfect. We're kicking off the bowl season. We've got Wayne State in action, 11 a.m. on ESPN2. Best of luck to them out of the GLIAC since we're here with Michigan Tech guys that put this place together. We had a Wayne State family come out and say, hey, we're getting ready. We're going to grill and get ready to watch that game. So best of luck to all the teams and tis football season. And just a reminder, too, Jop, happy holidays from the Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM. You stop by. We got all kinds of movie passes still from Celebration Cinema we're giving out. And let us know if you're a Bronco fan or grad. I promised you yesterday, I've still got a pair of tickets for the Little Caesars Bowl, which is Tuesday, December 27th, Western against Purdue out of the Big Ten down at Ford Field. And we'll put all those in a list and we'll draw at the end of the show. And someone, Western fans only or alum, is going to go down and represent at Little Caesars.
Wow, that's great. Swing by here. We're at 2600 Patterson Southeast. Chaz, the resident brewmaster, is with us. Been sitting in most of the morning. Chaz, what do we got going on down here today, man?
Well, we're celebrating our 7th anniversary. We've been making great beer for our friends and neighbors here in West Michigan for 7 years. We've expanded recently, you know, covering probably about 75% of the state now with our distribution. So even those guys out there on the fringe that are having to wiggle a dial to get us in, you probably can find it in a party store near you. And so we decided we were going to celebrate opening up early this morning and doing bacon. Because, you know, bacon is man's breakfast. And Saturday morning, scream bacon. So we're doing 7 courses of bacon. And we've tried a couple already. And Chef Dewey and Adam in the back from Two Chives Catering, they're going to be bringing us out some more. And if you come down for $7, you get 7 courses of bacon.
And you've got a few beverages here on tap today. How many you got?
Well, we have actually 13 today. Today's a special day. The boss snuck out back, and he found some stuff I had stashed and hidden away. we ran out of our Miracle off 28th Street last week, but we had a little bit stashed away for special occasion, and he said, well, how much more special is it than today?
That's right.
So we have the Old Ale in limited quantity, and it's just on draft. We're not going to do any growlers or anything silly like that, but you can come down and get one this morning. I don't think it'll make it till this afternoon.
You've heard of the 12 days of Christmas. How about the 13 beers of Christmas?
Oh, yes. I'm telling you, the days of drinking have just begun.
So tell us a little bit about that Miracle on 20 north of off 28th Street. Pardon me. What is that all about? What kind of beer is it?
Well, it's an English Old Ale. So English Old Ales are really mellow with a great mahogany color. They have a real soft carbonation to them and stuff, very drinkable, but they are a little bit higher in alcohol. You know, we're up in that 9% range, so
a little bit.
we refer to this as a couch beer. You're much safer drinking this at home. Maybe it'll help ease the holidays with the stresses of family and things like that, you know, at the end of the night. It's a good nightcap.
That's right. But today we've got it on tap down here at Schmoe's, 2600 Patterson Southeast. And you got to get down here and give this a try, because there's got to be 40, 50 people in here right now that just swing by. We got plenty of room for everybody. So far I've had a bacon bone crusher stout, and I've had the bacon gravy and biscuits. Looking forward to the bacon potato cake. I think that's going to be coming up next. And you know what? I had a little breakfast before I got here, but I never should have.
No.
What was I thinking, man?
Oh, the biscuits and gravy was outstanding. And by the way, I want to go back to the Miracle off 28th Street. Is this a good for the holidays? Is this a good father-in-law, mother-in-law drink, right?
Oh, this will mellow the whole family
out. Merry Christmas.
Out.
Here you go, Dad.
Get the family happy. Everybody enjoy the holidays.
Yeah, exactly. Just like that.
Well, you know, we've got beers on tap here, 12 different beers normally every day. And we've got, for the lighter taste, down to the Valley City Cream Ale, all the way up through the big Bone Crusher Stout. And even as Jop was asking me about earlier, the barley wine.
That's right.
Which is a beer, and it's 15% alcohol. So.
You know, this is a family place, though, because you make some of the best root beer I've ever tasted. I took this to our church picnic this summer. You hooked me up with a couple barrels of that root beer, and I tell you what, it was a huge hit with our church. And tell us a little bit about that, because people think of a brewery, they don't think of root beer.
Well, when we started out, the boss's children were a little bit younger. The investors' kids were around, and you know, and we're next door to a hockey rink where it's a big Graha, you know, youth hockey center. And we said we need something because we are family friendly. And we need something for the kids, so we started out making root beer. And when we decided what kind of root beer do we really want, we wanted that old-fashioned, classic taste that we remember, you know, and we're a little bit older guys. And we wanted to remember what our dads took us out. And I remember that A&W at 36th Street in the Beltline.
Oh, yeah.
That we used to go on Sunday afternoons, and you get that milk jug and take it home, set it at the picnic table, and get out the ice cream and get all sloppy floats going on and everything. That was Sunday nights for us. That was awesome. And that was the flavor we went after, and that nostalgia taste, not the big high carbonation commercial stuff that you get in a can on the shelf at the store. Now, we wanted something really craft to convey that we knew how to brew and remember your heritage and remember, you know, those fond memories of dad and grandpa and things like that.
What's tougher to brew, Chaz? I'm just curious. Root beer or beer?
Beer is tougher to brew. Now, recipe development. That's a whole nother game.
That's a whole nother beer drinking party.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. We drink about it often.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, I've had some of that root beer. Like I said, we poured it for about 600 people this summer, and there wasn't a one of them that came up and said anything but, wow, that is fantastic. So get down here, check that out. That'd be great. The kids are out of school for the next couple weeks. Get down here because you'll sell that by the growler as well.
Oh, we've got growlers, six packs, cases, and if you're having a big family gathering, we do have the six barrel kegs. That's just over 5 gallons, and hey, that's a good thing if you got a lot of kids around, you know, to get everybody happy.
Yep. Coming up next, we've got some more gifts for the griller, and I'm going to break down a little grilled banana recipe for those kids.
Nice.
So stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
I am a guy, and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.